बाबा साकार मुरली, 5th January 2023. Essence, sweet children, it is when devotees experience difficulties and calamities that the Father comes to grant them salvation and liberation by giving them knowledge. Question, who can become conquerors of sinful actions? What are the signs of those who become conquerors of sinful actions? Answer, those who understand the philosophy of karma, that of actions, neutral actions, and sinful actions, and who perform elevated actions, are the ones who become conquerors of sinful actions. Those who are to become conquerors of sinful actions never have to repent for their own actions. Their actions do not become sinful. Question, what double service does the Father do at this time? Answer, the Father purifies both souls and bodies. He also takes you souls back home with Him. This divine activity is only performed by the Father, not by human beings. Song, salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. You children heard this song. All of those who belong to the path of devotion sing such songs. They want to go from immense darkness into the light, and so they call out to be liberated from sorrow. You are the clan of Shiva, the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This is something that has to be understood. You children cannot be born through sin. You must surely be a mouth-born creation. Krishna did not have so many queens or so many children. The God of the Gita taught Raja Yoga. Therefore, all of you are surely a mouth-born creation. The expression, Father of people, is very well known. The Father comes and establishes the Brahman religion through His mouth. The name Prajapita Brahma suits the Father. You now belong to this Father in a practical way. They say that Krishna is God and that Shiva is also God. Instead of saying God Rudra, they have put Krishna's name. They even use the expression Shankar and Parvati. They don't say Rudra and Parvati. Yet they say Shiv Shankar, the great deity. Sri Krishna cannot be called Rudra or Shankar. Devotees sing praise of God, but they do not know Him. In fact, the true devotees of Bharat are those who were worthy of worship. They have now become worshippers, but they are also number wise. Amongst you, you too are number wise. You are Brahmins, whereas they are Shudras. Those who belonged to the deity religion experience a great deal of sorrow because they are the ones who have also experienced a great deal of happiness. Your wandering from door to door has now stopped for half a cycle. You Brahmins understand the significance of this, but that too is number wise. To whatever extent you made effort in the previous cycle, you are making the same effort now. It is not whatever is in the drama, because you still have to make effort. The drama will make you children make effort. As are your efforts, so the status you will receive. We understand that we also made such effort a cycle ago. Such violence was inflicted and obstacles were created in the yajna too. You children understand that Baba has come once again. He came in the previous cycle at the time of the British Raj. The Congress Party took the government from them and Pakistan was created. This happened a cycle ago as well. These things are not mentioned in the Gita. The time will come when they will eventually understand that this is that same period. Some already understand that God has come. God came when the Mahabharat war took place. They speak accurately, but they have simply changed the name. If they were to use the name Rudra, it would be understood to be correct. Rudra created the sacrificial fire of knowledge through which all the difficulties of the world were removed. They will understand this gradually from you. There is still some time before that happens. Otherwise, such a huge crowd would gather here that you wouldn't be able to study. It is not the law for there to be a crowd here. The task will continue to be carried out in an incognito way. If an important person were to come here, people would say that he had gone mad. Here, the Father is teaching you children. God has come to create the deity religion. He has now come to remove the difficulties of the devotees and to make the world new. There will be no difficulties here after destruction. There are no devotees in the golden age, nor are there any acts that cause sorrow. There was a telephone call from Brother Ramesh from Bombay. When Bap Dada goes away, the children become sad. A wife whose husband goes abroad remembers him and cries. That is a physical relationship, whereas this relationship with Baba is spiritual. When you become separated from Baba, tears of love begin to flow. The children who are serviceable appreciate Baba a great deal. Worthy children also value the father a lot. The relationship with Shiv Baba is the highest of all. There is no relationship higher than this. Shiv Baba makes you children even higher than himself. Although you become pure, you cannot become ever pure like the Father. Yes, you do become pure deities. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. No matter how much you listen, you cannot become the ocean of knowledge. Baba is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of bliss, and he also makes you children blissful. Others simply have those names. At this time, there is a very long rosary of devotees in the world. Your rosary is of 16,108. There are millions of devotees. Here, it is not a question of devotion. You receive salvation through knowledge. You are now being liberated from the chains of devotion. Baba says, when all the devotees experience difficulties, I have to come in order to grant them all salvation and liberation. Surely the deities of heaven must have performed such actions that they were able to claim a high status. Human beings there continue to perform actions, but there is no need for them to repent for what they do. Actions here are sinful because Maya exists here. Maya doesn't exist there. You become conquerors of sinful actions. The children who now understand the deep philosophy of karma, neutral karma, and sinful karma are those who become conquerors of sinful actions. You children were taught Raja Yoga in the previous cycle. I am now teaching you it again. The Congress Party overthrew the foreigners and snatched the kingdoms from the kings. They made the name king disappear. 5,000 years ago, Bharat was the kingdom of great kings. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. When it was the kingdom of deities, it was called the land of angels. Surely it must have been God who taught them Raja Yoga, for this is why they are called gods and goddesses. Now that we have knowledge, we cannot call ourselves gods and goddesses. Otherwise, all the kings, the queens, and the subjects will have to be called gods and goddesses. However, that is not possible. The names Lakshmi and Narayan will not be given to any of the subjects. That is not the law. Even abroad, no one can give himself the name of his king. They have a great deal of respect for their king. Therefore, you children understand that the father came 5,000 years ago and that the father has now come again in order to establish the divine land of kings. Shiv Baba has to come at this time. He, not Shri Krishna, is the guide of the Pandavas. The father comes as the guide to take you home and to create the new world of heaven. Therefore, Brahmins must surely be created through Brahma. The main thing is that they have spoiled the Gita. The father now explains, I am not Krishna. I can be called Rudra and Somnath. I give you the nectar of knowledge to drink, but there is no question of a war, etc. You receive the butter of the kingdom through the power of yoga. Krishna definitely receives the butter. This is the Krishna soul in his final birth. The father is teaching this Brahma and Saraswati such actions that they become Lakshmi and Narayan in the future. In their childhood, Lakshmi and Narayan are Radhe and Krishna. And this is also why the picture of Radhe and Krishna is shown with Lakshmi and Narayan. However, one is not greater than the other. The divine activities of the one God of the Gita are praised. Shiv Baba grants a variety of visions to you children. There is no divine activity of human beings. Christ, etc., came and established a religion. They simply come and play their parts, and so there is no question of their performing divine activities. They cannot grant salvation to anyone. The Unlimited Father says, I have come to double serve you children, through which you souls and your bodies both become pure. I take everyone back home to the land of liberation, and you then go down from there and play your parts. Baba explains so clearly to you children. It is very easy to explain the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is also the picture of the Trimurti and Shiv Baba. Some say there should not be the Trimurti, just as others say that there should not be the story of 84 births in the picture of Krishna. When people hear that Krishna too takes 84 births and becomes impure, they become afraid. We prove to them that Shri Krishna, who takes the first birth, has to take the maximum number of births. New points emerge every day, but they also have to be imbibed. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is the easiest to explain. Human beings don't understand the meaning of any of the pictures. They just create topsy-turvy pictures. They show Narayan with two arms and Lakshmi with four arms. They do not have that many arms in the golden age. In the subtle region, there are only Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. Even they don't have so many arms. In the soul world, there are only incorporeal souls. So, where do these people with 8 to 10 arms reside? Lakshmi and Narayan are the first ones who live in the human world, and they have two arms, but people have portrayed them with four arms. They have shown Narayan to be dark blue and Lakshmi to be fair. So, what would their children be like and how many arms would they have? Does it mean that the son would have four arms and the daughter would have two arms? You can ask them such questions. It has been explained to you children that you must always consider Shiv Baba to be the one who is speaking the Murli to you. Sometimes this Brahma also explains. Shiv Baba says, I have come as the guide. This Brahma is my eldest son. They say, Trimurti Brahma. Neither Trimurti Shankar nor Trimurti Vishnu can be said. Shankar is known as the great deity. In that case, why do they say Trimurti Brahma? Baba creates the people and so this one becomes his wife. Neither Shankar nor Vishnu can be called a wife. These are very wonderful things that have to be understood. Here, you simply have to remember the father and the inheritance. It is this that takes effort. You children have now become so sensible. You are becoming the masters of the unlimited through the unlimited father. The earth and the sky, everything will belong to you. Brahmand will also become yours, and then there will be the Almighty Authority Kingdom. There will be one government. When it was the Sun Dynasty government, there was no Moon Dynasty. Then, when there was the Moon Dynasty, the Sun Dynasty no longer existed. It had passed by then. The drama changes. These are very wonderful things. Therefore, the mercury of happiness of you children should rise. We will definitely claim our unlimited inheritance from the unlimited father. A wife remembers her husband so much, whereas that one gives you an unlimited kingdom. And so, how much should you remember that husband of husbands? This is such a huge attainment. There, you will not ask anyone for alms. No one there is poor. The unlimited father fills the apron of Bharat. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan is called the Golden Age. Now it is the Iron Age. And so just look at the contrast. The father says, I am teaching you children Raja Yoga. You were deities and you then became warriors, merchants and shudras. You have now become Brahmins once again and you are now to become deities. So, remember the cycle of 84 births. It is very easy to explain the pictures. When it was the kingdom of deities, no one else had a kingdom. There was only the one kingdom. There were very few people there. That is called heaven, where there is purity, peace and happiness. Souls have continued to come down while taking rebirth. Those souls have taken 84 births and have become Tamupradhan, and they are the ones who have to become Satupradhan again. Therefore, someone is surely needed to teach them how to become Satupradhan. No one except the father can teach this. You understand that Shiv Baba has entered this one at the time of the final one of his many births. He explains so clearly. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padanguna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. have all spiritual relationships with the One Father. Appreciate the serviceable children. Serve to make others similar to yourself. 2. You receive your fortune of the kingdom of the unlimited world from the unlimited Father. Maintain the happiness and intoxication that you will have a right over the earth, the sky, everything. Remember the Father and the inheritance. Blessing. May you be the constant embodiment of success in your efforts and the service you do by having a balance of being a child and master. Constantly have the intoxication. I am a child and a master of the unlimited Father and the unlimited inheritance. However, when any advice has to be given, any plan has to be made, any task has to be carried out, then do it as a master. Then, when everything has been finalized by the majority or the instrument souls, become a child at that time. Learn the art of when to be an advisor and when to be one who follows advice, and you will be successful in both your efforts and service you do. Slogan: in order to be a humble instrument, surrender your mind and intellect to God. Om Shanti.